Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Like the big bappa.
No, I did that last time.
Hello, baby.
I did that last time.
Did you? I don't remember that. Sorry.
Two times ago. I don't know. What's happening?
Nothing. No.
We teased that this was supposed to be the extravaganza one-year anniversary, but we're confused.
Or no, you're confused.
I'm confused. What? It's episode 52, I think, but I counted on the calendar and...
I think you messed up your counting.
I messed up something because it says that I thought it was episode 52, and it's not. It's like 51 if you count the weeks since we released our first episode on March 26th, 2020.
Okay. I think you must have numbered the episodes wrong or something.
Well, clearly, because I counted today and we're number 51.
Right.
And that ain't right. So I'm choosing to do... By the way, this is the Uprooted Podcast and you're Christine.
And you're John.
I got you mid-yawn. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
You're already sleepy and not into it. It's going to be good. It's going to be a rocking show.
It's not that I'm not into it.
Anyway, this is my birthday month. I've never been a birthday month kind of guy, but I know you're a birthday month kind of gal, right?
Well, only because, first of all, my month is the shortest month of the year. And second of all, I have to share my birthday with another holiday. So I kind of feel...
Whose fault is that?
My mother.
No, I think it's God's fault, actually.
Yeah, well, whatever.
He kind of decides when you come and go.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I kind of feel like I deserve at least a week. Come on.
Yeah, well, birthday's not a big deal to me, so I always just called it... I don't even really care about my birthday, but since everyone does the birthday month
thing... You're such a liar.
I'm doing the birthday month, and we're doing the one-year anniversary month with the podcast since we can't figure it out.
Okay, so, well, you're a liar when you say you don't really care about the birthday.
I don't care.
Every year you say that. I don't care. I don't want anything. And then when you don't get cards and you don't get calls and you don't get the thing at work, you get all sad and bummed out. And if we don't give you like the party that you were expecting, you get bummed out and sad.
Can I defend myself?
Sure.
Because, you know, there is some truth to the work thing, but there's a backstory to that that I feel is fair to tell. And that is where I used to work in California. There was cards passed around for everybody. There was a big to-do. And for mine, there was nothing ever. And it pissed me off a little bit because you know how many cards I signed throughout the year for other people and then I never got one? So while I don't really care about my birthday that much, I cared about that because that's BS.
Yeah, people just don't like you.
I've come to learn that now.
Yeah.
People didn't like me.
Yeah.
It's my fault. I was a jerk. I still am a jerk. You hear the fridge? That's great.
I hear the fridge.
I love it.
The ice just dropped too.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I was a jerk. So people didn't want to help, didn't want to celebrate my birthday. It's okay.
Mm. Okay.
Anyway, the point of this is that the podcast, I can't figure out what the 1 year anniversary is. So we're just going to celebrate all month. This may or may not be episode 52. I don't know. But hey, what are you going to do?
Count correctly.
How's everything else going with you? How's your mouth?
My mouth is terrible.
Should we tell about what's going on with your mouth?
Sure.
You're getting long in the tooth.
I am getting long in the tooth.
Literally.
I brush my teeth too hard. Thanks, Mom, for scaring the heck out of me for cavities and teeth issues. So I brush way too hard. And so my gums are receding. So I had to have a gum graft.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it's not great. And the doctor told me, oh, you could probably deal with going back to work the next day, but you could take a day off just to, you know, recover. And I told him I was a teacher. He's like, oh yeah, you know, talking might be a little difficult, so you probably want to take the day off. So I took one day off and I needed what, like 4 or 5?
Yeah, at least probably.
I was pretty much down for the count this weekend. The medicine was making me sick. I have sutures in my mouth. I'm swollen. I look like a chipmunk.
And understand, everyone, they don't put you out on anesthesia with this.
They
numbed you, but...
But there was no pain during.
Did you feel any kind of weird pressure when they were... I mean, I assume they're scalpeling, or what are they doing, scraping?
I did not feel like anything at all. They did a great job, like, numbing me up. It was perfect. I didn't feel any pressure. I didn't feel anything. It was very comfortable the whole time.
Yeah, that's interesting, because when I had my nose issues many years ago, I was numb, but when they brought the scalpel up there when I was awake, I could feel it, like the pressure. And
oh, I can feel anything at all.
It's like a weird dull pressure, and it has given me PTSD to this day.
I'm sure, but it's pretty bad. Like I couldn't feel anything at all, but my teeth are hurting, which makes my head hurt, which makes me nauseous.
Yeah, so it's been a rough weekend.
Yeah, we had to skip our other podcast because I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
It was bad. And I got three more to do. Lucky me.
Yeah, three more gum grafts.
Three more. My poor mouth.
Well, this is a good segue into what I wanted to talk about tonight, the overall theme of this episode, which is a surprise to you. You look surprised.
I am. I didn't know we had a theme. Is it mouths?
No.
Surgical procedures?
No, it's not at all. It's strong women. Because as we record this.
As I just said, I wasn't at all.
International Women's Day, yes.
It on the day we record International this. Women's Day.
What is it, March 8th?
Is it the 8th?
And I think all of March is Women's History Month or something.
Yes.
So yeah, I thought we should talk a little bit about that because I love women. I think they should be celebrated this month and every month.
Great.
But the reason why it was a segue, because you're like the strongest woman I know, strongest person I know in general. I mean, if they told me I had to do that gum thing, I'd say, go F yourself. I will let my teeth fall out or whatever needs to be done because I don't like any procedures involving needles and cutting and pain. Not my bag. So I would have said no. No, thank you.
I feel like after pushing two children out of myself, this isn't really anything.
Well, and so that's what I mean. And God knows I couldn't do that. I mean, obviously, literally. But even if I could, I wouldn't because it hurts. I don't like to do anything that hurts.
Yeah. But the reward is so much better. Not having my teeth fall out of my head.
Yeah,
is kind of what, like, the goal that I'm going for here. Although I'm thinking dentures for the other other sides are where I want to go now. But
well, and that theory is kind of doesn't always work. The reward for my blood test was telling me that I'm probably going to be diabetic and I have bad blood pressure and bad cholesterol and everything sucks. I was living in bliss before this blood test. I had no idea. Everything was fine.
It's important to know so we can make important health changes.
And now all I do is worry about it, which makes the blood pressure even worse.
No.
You see? Don't go to the doctor, everybody. Yeah. It's a scam.
I had a great checkup.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you did.
I was super healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy as a horse.
Healthy as a horse.
Yes. As big as one, too.
Clydesdale. Healthy as a Clydesdale.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't feel very strong.
Well, you are the strongest I know for a number of reasons, mentally, emotionally, physically, all those things. I don't tell you that enough, but we're trying to raise a strong girl as well.
We are.
And I thought it was funny for the parenting piece of this S show. I still can't say bad words, everybody. Sorry. Was the other day, didn't Jacob say something about like the only men's holiday is Father's Day? Like that's not fair or something like that.
Yeah.
And we had to try to explain to him because throughout history, all we've done as a country, as a society, as a world, really, is celebrate men for the most part. Mm-hmm. And trying to make him understand that this is why we celebrate mothers on Mother's Day. And this is why we have Women's History Month and all that other stuff.
Right.
Do you think he got what we were putting down? No.
No, just because he didn't care. He will, as he gets older. Well, it's important to me because I want him to if he decides to go that way, but I want him to treat his wife with respect if he has daughters or mother-in-laws or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd like him to be respectful of them. So.
And I thought it's funny because I've been watching reruns of The Walking Dead and Jacob's like terrified. He won't go near it. He won't see it. He won't look at the screen. And he's 2 years older than Isabel. And Isabel today just comes in and she's like, just watching it. Oh, those aren't scary. So that's what I mean. We're trying to bring up a strong woman to rule the world someday.
Mm-hmm. And she will. She's gonna.
And I really think it's interesting throughout history how we got to this point where they're like lesser, I guess. Women are the most important thing in the world. How do we reproduce without women? How do we continue society? It's something men have lusted over for the most part, most men, since the beginning of time. Like, why weren't they held in higher regard?
because it's exactly like what we were just talking about on The Walking Dead. You had said, why didn't the governor bring those military people into Woodbury and let them help protect the city? It's because it was a threat. Because
they were women?
No. It's a threat to power.
Are you saying that women are a threat to our power?
So I was, yes. And I was watching a video with my kids today about the suffrage movement.
Yeah.
And trying to get votes for women. And they mentioned that at the time, the administration didn't want to give the first time that they asked for it,
yeah,
the amendment. They didn't want to give it to women because most of the women were in the southern colonies and would have voted the opposite way than what they wanted. That would have swung the vote the wrong direction.
Right.
So the women started to move westward. Different mindsets. The Wyoming territories were giving women the vote, giving women the opportunity to own land, all that stuff to get them out there because it was, I think they said the ratio was something like 6 to 1, like 6 men to 1 woman.
Yeah.
So they were trying to get more women out to the Western territories. So they were giving them like, hey, as an incentive, you can vote here. You can own land here. So they're trying to get women out there. And then suddenly that whole different mindset and that whole different thing swung the vote the other direction.
Mm.
And that's how women were able to finally get the attention that they deserved on the amendments.
Is that how California got its reputation for being freaky deaky and weird? Because it was started by women?
I don't think it was started by women.
Just kidding.
No. But anyway. No, because it's, you know, the West Coast is a completely different mindset than the East Coast.
Yeah. I feel like that whole threat to power thing that you brought up is interesting because I've worked for several women in my path of my career, which is kind of rare in my field, I guess. And they've all been amazing. Like literally all of them.
I know.
So I don't understand. I feel like it's a real insecure guy who feels that way. And so hopefully, I mean, like I said, we're trying to swing this toward parenting. Hopefully we're teaching our son about this so he can feel the same way because it's just a fact of life. There's going to be a lot more women involvement in things that maybe weren't even, I don't know, even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, my mom was not a stay-at-home mom, but she ran like a daycare out of the house while dad went to work. It was very traditional gender rolesy feeling, you know?
Yeah, mine was the same. My mom stayed home with my brother until he was old enough to go to school, like full time, not needing her help.
Yeah. But now not only are a lot of women working mostly out of necessity because things are so expensive, but they're running things. I mean, like I said, I've had a lot of female bosses throughout my career that are the president of my current company, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Female, and it's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And she's awesome. So I think that, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But hopefully we're doing the right thing with our kids, and hopefully all of you are doing the same.
Yeah, it's just that unfortunately we have to undo, you know, things that have been done, and it's going to take a while, but I think we're getting there. I mean, hello, Vice President.
Yeah, and just this year, like in the Super Bowl, was the first time a female referee refereed the Super Bowl. And I want to say first time having a female referee in a male sport ever was like a thing maybe just as, I don't know, last year maybe.
Right.
And I just, I read those things all the time on social media or whatever. I'd love to get to the point where that's not a thing anymore that has to be celebrated because it's just happening all the time.
Right. It's nothing we have to point out because it's like, yeah, duh, what's new?
Right. Yeah.
We'll get there. We just got to keep showing our daughter all those things so she knows that she can do it if she wants to. Just give her that mindset that do whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
No, I was going to say, I think what you had said with the referee is perfect. Like, we really hit the nail on the head there. We shouldn't have said like, oh my gosh, it's the first female referee. You know, and we need to get to that mindset where it's like, you're doing a good job regardless. If you're a female or a male.
Right, right. It's not about that. It's got like nothing to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We'll get there.
Hopefully. And I think that, not to be too controversial, but I think one thing that could set all that back is the whole like transgender movement with them being allowed to play crossover into the sport for the gender which they identify in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel weird about that. Not because of any unfair advantage or whatever, but like the women's U.S. national soccer team, a bunch of strong, like, feminine women. That would completely change the game if I went out there and said I identify as a woman, because physics would tell you that I'm not a woman.
Right.
The muscle tissue and stuff doesn't change. You can't change that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it.
And men and women are just made differently. It's not like the skill level is different. You're just made differently so you can run a little faster, jump a little higher. That's why the sports are separated, you know?
Yeah.
That's why they always have been. So it wouldn't be an unfair advantage, I guess. I don't know. Crazy. But hopefully all that works out. I don't pay attention to that much either. But
I know. I don't know how to feel because, like I said, I always feel everybody's feelings. It's just how I am. So I think, right, I'm a woman. I've worked really hard to be where I am in the sport.
Right.
I'm not taken seriously because women's sports aren't taken seriously. And then here comes a transgender woman who, yes, probably has stronger muscle tone, stronger ability than I do just biologically.
Right.
I'd probably be upset. But then I also think I'm a transgender woman. I shouldn't have to play with men because I, for all intents and purposes, am a woman.
Right. Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to.
It's a very.
It's very hard for me to differentiate and decide which way I go on stuff like that.
Yeah. It's just a weird.
Because I see both sides of the argument. I see what you're saying, the biological situation.
Yeah. It's a really weird thing to figure out.
Right. But then I also see, you know, how would I like to be told, well, you're not really a woman, so.
Yeah, right.
I am, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's not like I think people look at it as, oh, this person's choosing to do this so they can be the
right
best track and field runner in their class or whatever, so I'm just going to switch classes. And yeah. It's like those people are not understanding this. It's not really a choice.
Right.
You know, just like being gay or whatever is not really, you don't make that choice.
It's interesting to me to see, though, like we talked about, it seems to be, you know, I don't know how to say this the right way. It seems to be transgender women entering the women's sports.
Yes.
Not so much transgender men trying to enter men's sports.
Yeah. I'm really curious
about what that is. I'd like to see that. Is there going to be a transgender male wanting to be on a football team?
Well, I'm
curious about that.
It's funny you mentioned football. Baseball? Because I want to say football is really the only sport where there isn't a female kind of version.
Yeah, like a league.
And, you know, there's a professional like ice hockey league for women, but obviously it's not as big as the NHL, same as the WNBA, right. But there's still a league at that higher level. Football is the only very all male sport, I guess. Right. So that would be the only one where you'd even want to. I mean, like, for example, the soccer one I gave, if I'm a woman, I want to be on the women's team. They're better than the men's team. The men's team hasn't won squat, and they've won like 5 World Cups. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go switch sides. Forget that. I mean, I want to win.
Right.
You know? So I guess the analogy I was trying to make in the beginning is that they've done a real good job of making all these things inclusive, with the exception of football, you know?
It would be really interesting if someday we just have soccer
and people just play.
It's not men's and women's. It's just whoever makes the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's only a handful of sports I think you could do that, though.
I feel like you could do baseball. I feel like you could do soccer.
Yeah. I feel like
you could do hockey. I don't see why you couldn't do hockey.
I just know that any
football is different. It's a little difficult, but
any good man out there is not going to go lay a hip check on a woman.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so it would alter the way they play for good reasons, because they don't want to hurt anybody.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing.
Just like a respect thing too. Like, you just don't do that.
I mean, I see what you're saying. You're going to hammer somebody that's, you know, 100 pounds lighter than you.
Yeah.
It's like, that's
okay.
So that'd be weird. However, it's interesting you bring that up, because I want to say it was sometime in the 90s. I saw a stat on it today, and I should know more about this. A female started in an NHL game at goalie. Now, that's totally a position anybody could play, because you don't have to be super.
That's true.
Sorry, all you hockey goalies out there that may listen. You don't have to be super athletic. You're not skating all over the ice and ramming into people. You just have to know how to make saves and be a good skater. So it could be anybody playing in that league. And she played, I want to say she started for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it was like a big deal.
Wow.
Just like a female played kicker this year for football on one college team. That's right. Another one where you're not doing hitting or whatever. And if you can kick the ball and score field goals, why not?
Well, and I would think, you too, know? That just the female flexibility and range of motion could probably be a big advantage in a position like that.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, our sports cast is
Women completed. Women are awesome, and I love women. They should be celebrated all the time. We couldn't be there. You know, what's the saying behind every great man is a greater woman or something like that? The better woman, stronger woman? I don't know, something.
There's all kinds of sayings that are like that. But.
Well, I'm here to tell you, and it's not just because it's Women's Month or you're sitting across from me. I truly believe that. I'd be nothing without you.
But
like,
I don't
seriously
think,
nothing.
I don't think we would be anything without each other. Like, I couldn't do this by myself.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's not Men's Month.
No, you're right. But I still think as far as relationships and parenting goes, it's a team effort. Absolutely. You can't, one person can't carry the whole thing.
Yes. And all you dads out there, the reason I even went down this path is if your son comes to you and did what our son did, how come there's Black History Month? How come there's Women's History Month? Whatever. Teach them. Don't give the stupid answer about, yeah, you're right, there should be a White History Month. No, it's because every month is White History Month.
Right.
Because white people pretty much, you know, built this country and all, are involved in all the things. Right? I mean, you have to be smart enough to see that.
Yeah.
Just like there's Women's History Month, there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. You know, because of all the things y'all have gone through to try to get on our level. Bam. I like that. Now I'm turning into a typical man.
I'm sure we should have been off your level, but that's fine. I get it. It was purely a religious situation, and I understand that and where it came from. But it's over now. Let's move on.
Yeah, we really...
We got to move on, guys.
That is one thing that we just have not progressed as a society as much as I feel like we should have, you know?
Yeah. It's still... It's really interesting just... When you really look into it, there really is like a difference in payroll and benefits and all kinds of stuff.
You know,
it's pretty crazy. It's weird when you like to think like, oh, we're so progressive and everything's getting so much better, but then you really dig deep into it and it's
so there is and there isn't, sad. Right? I mean,
yeah,
I feel like if I had the same job as my president of my company, I don't know that they would pay me more because it's kind of an industry standard. It's got nothing to do with it.
Right.
And for you, like you guys are contracted into this level. Like a male teacher is not going to make more than you.
No. So there are positions that are like contractual. So there's really nothing that can be done as far as that goes. But in the private sector, it really truly is. There's a difference between offers and things like that.
Yeah. Well, it's
and
just
it's
like
sad. If you would like to think that that's not the case, but
right.
It really is. And I wish I knew more about it. I had glanced at it at one point and forgot to really read into it. But products that are geared towards females, so whether it's like feminine products or clothing, they are something like 10% more expensive than products that are geared toward men. So like razors, for example. If you want to get the pretty pink floral razor, it's going to be more expensive than just your blue coming out of the package razor.
Well,
you know, so they call it the female tax. It's like more expensive.
Well,
you know?
I will.
It's interesting. It's really interesting.
Since you're talking about differences, one thing I will say I'm insanely jealous about, summer's right around the corner. Y'all can get away with wearing like the smallest possible shorts and like a tiny. If I did that, I'd be the cops would be called. I'd be taken in.
Right. I'd probably call them for you.
That's not fair that my shorts have to be a certain length and I have to wear a shirt.
They don't have to. Like you are welcome shirt. To wear however, whatever shorts you want. But
it's not socially acceptable.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's how society tells you you should be.
Smaller the better for you girls, apparently.
Apparently. Not all the time.
Yeah, I guess.
Ladies, not all the time.
Not all the time, yeah.
Anyway,
now you're not being fair women. To your ladies. Yes, happy Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day.
I'd love to see our society just get to where humanity is recognized. Like if there's a position of CEO, I don't care if you're black, white, purple, green, brown, woman, transgender, whatever. This is the pay and you get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right. Some of those good old boy companies and whatever, they are good old boy companies. That's why they're called that. And
it'll change. It's getting there. We're getting there slowly but surely.
Yeah. Like I said, I just feel like it should have been faster than this.
I know. It takes us a while, but we always get there.
All right. So the message here for the parenting piece, teach your kids the right way.
Yeah.
Explain this stuff to them. And if you have girls, raise strong girls and raise even smarter men out there.
So I'm going to plug a group on Facebook that I'm not a group, I guess it's a page on Facebook that I like. It's called Mighty Girl.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. If you want to look into it, every day they have like a story of a woman doing totally awesome things.
Something mighty.
Something mighty.
Yeah.
There's great resources for girls out there. Just things to kind of help boost your little ones. Good examples of women and things like that, which I think is really cool. So if you're into that, Facebook is called Mighty Girl. It's pretty cool.
Mighty Girl. I like it. Hey, we forgot to ask our question.
We did forget to ask our question. We got right into it.
Well, let's put a pin in it. Let's put a pin, as they say.
In what? The discussion or the question?
The questions. And we'll do them right before we do the real review, because mine has to do kind of similar with that.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, after that brief interruption, we will ask the question before a real review.
Okay.
So let's move on to a quick relationship thing. I have two things for you in this segment.
Oh.
Since this week I plan the show because your mouth hurts.
Because my mouth hurts.
First of all, did I do okay husbanding during the mouth situation?
Yes. Finally.
Oh, good.
How many years have we been together?
I don't know. Maybe it's the Prozac. I have no idea, but I did it. I did it.
And you did fabulous.
You guys, I did it.
You did. And it was so helpful. And I was telling my mom how like so happy I am that you were here.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I fact check that?
You can fact check it.
Okay.
You can ask her.
I
was saying like what a blessing you were because I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even.
Yeah.
So,
well, yes. I have an ulterior motive here.
Oh, God, what? What do I have to do?
When the mouth is healed, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just kidding. I am just kidding.
You're not.
I am 100% kidding.
Wink.
No, when your mouth feels better, I expect a foot rub. That's all I was saying.
Oh.
Yeah, don't get all weird and all gross. Right.
Don't make it weird.
And speaking of weird, I did have a quick story to tell.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if you agree with this story or not. Maybe we'll edit this part out.
Okay.
But this weekend, we were feeling a little, you know, a little fresh.
Oh, God.
And so we decided to be a little fresh, but yet we were really throwing caution to the wind.
Yeah, we were.
And, you know, everyone's awake and the doors are open, but we figured it out. But at one point, we have already dropped trow and we're under the cloak of our covers. Trying to tell this like a creative novel.
I know.
And one kid comes in and so everything stops. But yet there was no time to alter course. So we're laying under the safety of our covers, naked.
Not fully.
No, just the bottom. The part that counts.
The bottom.
And we're talking and da ba 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 and dealing with one kid. Then in comes another kid. And then up comes the dog. And it's like, I think you made a comment. All we need is for someone's mom to call and we'll be all set.
The gang's all here.
Yeah, just, you know, typical, hey, when you've been uprooted from everything you've known and have no help or anything and no alone time, you got to make do where you got to make do.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah, we did.
And we tried and failed.
For briefly, but it ended up, it all came out in the wash.
Okay. You can end the thought right now.
Anyway, I just thought it would be funny to tell that because this is our life, everybody.
Yes.
Real talk, real people. We got to squeeze it on in there when we can.
Yes.
And sometimes that's at, you know, 9 in the morning when the kids are awake. What are you going to do?
They were occupied until that one moment when, oh God.
Right.
What is with this?
I have a weird schedule. We are all alone. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, we don't have babysitters.
It's the key to a healthy relationship though, right?
It is.
Right.
It's important.
And now I forgot what the other thing I was going to talk about.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I know. I have a question for you regarding relationships.
Okay.
Maybe you can speak for all the women out there.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
What's sexier? A guy that understands what we were just talking about with the whole women thing? Or someone who's like stubborn Mr. Macho Man and you make my food and get my beer, and you don't deserve to make as much money as me. What's hotter there?
Well,
because I know there's some people out there that like that second example. And maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I know you like kind of a little balance there.
Like you want your hair pulled,
but you also want to make as much money as me. Right?
It's difficult for me because my culture that I was brought up in is very traditional.
Which culture? Odd. South Orange County? What is this culture?
Yeah, actually, South Orange County, Mexican culture.
Yes, I'm making fun of you.
British culture. Yeah. They all kind of have the same ties to them.
Yes.
Okay. Where gender roles are very traditional. However, I feel like in my family, the women were, I don't want to say the boss, but they ran the household. So ultimately, like, my dad makes the decisions basically, but my mom is like, without her, the household's going to crumble. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed. And I think he understands that as well.
So it's a very respecting relationship. It's not like, you're going to make my dinner. Like, it's not like that at all. She makes the dinner, she does the shopping, she does the cleaning, all of that stuff, but it's very appreciated and very respected, and I don't know, it's a honor, yeah. I guess. I don't know, that sounds really strange, setting women back years, but...
No, but you want to do it if it's appreciated and reciprocated in different ways.
Exactly. My dad very much appreciates her and shows her how much he appreciates her, and he takes care of the outside things while she takes care of the inside things, and it's a team effort. It's not just my mom doing everything, but it's very traditional. It's a very traditional household. And so that's kind of what I'm used to. So when you ask me a question like that, it's hard because some women do like that. Some women do want to be told what to do, and they feel good taking care of their husband and their house. It makes them feel good that way. And some women think, I'm not cleaning your stuff. I'm not making your dinner. You do it yourself. You know, like, some women are like that. So it's a weird.
So the reason I'm asking this question is because this book phenomenon, and it became a movie that all you women swooned over, this 50 Shades of Grey. The guy in there was just like, very, I'm superior to you, but I'm going to grab your neck and take you to my playroom or whatever.
That's different.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a different situation.
Because I feel like he thought she was beneath him.
No,
and she was just like into it. I didn't read the book.
No, she was like his everything. He would like do anything for her.
He just liked it rough.
So I don't know if you know the history behind this book.
No, why would I know that?
I don't know, because you researched and read. I don't know.
No.
So this book actually started as fan fiction from Twilight.
Oh boy. Okay.
So the person who wrote it was actually intending to write like fan fiction with like a Twilight theme. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, it's very much like Twilight. We've got Bella Swan is this like clumsy, but like for some reason totally beautiful person that nobody ever talks to.
Right.
And all of a sudden this like completely irresistible man that everybody wants her. It's the same situation in that story.
Okay.
So if you think about how much, and I'm saying this like you actually know Twilight.
But, well, I do. Hello.
Right.
I didn't read the books, but
in terms of how much Edward loved Bella.
Yeah.
It's the same situation in this movie. It was like he would do anything for her.
He just had this weird kinky side.
Dominant situation.
Okay. Yeah. I'm totally misunderstood that.
Yeah.
I've only seen the first one, and it was.
You saw the first one?
Yeah. You and I watched it, and I didn't get it. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
And it was really bad. I mean,
it is really bad. Oh, God, bad. They're so bad.
I don't know about the books.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't. It was one of those things, like, I read all of them because Mama didn't raise no quitter.
Yeah.
But I didn't really care to. There was actually seriously points when I was like reading, I'm like, oh God, here we go again, and like skipped like 50 pages.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, back to the story.
You had a much different reaction than one of my friends that I worked with at the time. He's like, oh, my wife's reading 50 Shades of Grey. Oh boy, let me tell you, things are heating up at home.
Well,
because it was making it, you know, exciting, I guess, but I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you actually read the parts, it can be kind of turn you on a little bit, I guess.
I don't know.
It's not my thing. Yeah. So.
Well, thank God. I couldn't do that. I'm not into choking or hitting or, you know, pooping or whatever. All those weird things. No,
it wasn't. Stop it.
I don't know.
It wasn't that gross.
I don't know.
It wasn't that.
Anyway, I was wondering, I was very curious about what you women, do you like this understanding? Do you want to know, do you want your man to be, it's not in touch with his feminine side, but understand femininity in the way we were talking about it in the beginning?
Yes. Me personally, I like a very manly man.
Whoa. How'd you end up with me?
Stop it. You are. I like a manly man. I like one who appreciates females, respects females.
I love females.
But can also work with his hands and fix things around the house. And
I can do all those. I love
pull
the
my hair, like you said.
I love the females. I will pull your hair and I can do magical things with my hands. In the basement and in the bedroom.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Yeah. It depends. That's the answer to your question.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't have a clear-cut answer for you.
I mean, to be fair, you could really answer any question with it depends. So that's a cop-out. But hey.
Not really.
It's all good.
2 + 2 does not have... Well, it depends.
It depends. Yes, it does.
How?
Like what country you're in and whether you had learned the Disney way of doing math
in
or the
what country actual way is of doing 2 math. And 2 not 4? Please explain this to me.
I don't know. I mean, at Disneyland, they spell things differently than the real world.
Just a lot.
So bad. Anyway, moving on. So
commas everywhere.
Yes. Oh, God. No, we just lost 2 listeners.
We did.
Hey, what are you going to do?
They don't listen.
They don't listen. No. This is too highbrow for them. All right. Speaking of highbrow, we watched a lowbrow.
Oh, God.
Comedy, in air quotes, I will say.
They really got it right with the title, gotta say.
Yes. 2007's Judd Apatow,
Seth Rogen. I thought we were going to do the question before, real review.
Super bad. Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
This is called broadcasting, okay? This is episode 52, maybe.
This is called broadcasting.
You should know what I'm doing here, okay?
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, I don't know what we call it, but you should know what I'm doing over here. We've been doing this long
got
enough.
It.
We're
okay,
good
sorry.
Partners.
Go ahead, go for it.
So we watched Super Bad.
And it was super bad.
Super bad.
Super bad.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But it's, you know, if you haven't seen it, if you've been living under a rock like us, because it's 14 years old now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's set in high school. It's good like boy. A high school stoner comedy, I guess.
Not stoner. There was no stoning.
But it had me thinking, watching it, something just popped into my head, a question I had for you.
Oh.
When you were in high school, when it comes to the backpack.
The backpack.
One strap or two.
Okay. I was very studious.
Okay.
So I had a really heavy backpack.
Yeah.
So it was 2 straps for me.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I always got tons of compliments on my backpack.
Yeah.
And I still have it. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's JanSport and those things are like cockroaches.
Yeah, indestructible, yeah.
They are indestructible. But it was corduroy. It was the coolest backpack ever.
Yeah. It is pretty cool.
I love my backpack.
Yeah. This episode brought to you by JanSport.
JanSport.
For all your backpack needs, JanSport.com.
You know our kids have never owned a JanSport?
No, they haven't.
No. That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, yes, it was 2 straps for me because I had such heavy books and tons of books. And then it was so bad that the tops of my straps were completely flat.
Yeah.
You know how they had the cushy in them to like
kind
of help with that? They were completely flat. There was like no cushioning left in my straps. Mm. So, and I always walked like hunched over.
So you took the, you know, osteopedic, is that a word, approach to backpack wearing, not whether you were cool or not.
Yeah. No.
That's smart.
A cool
that's
situation.
Good. And, you know, I was expecting you to say one strapper because you wanted to be cool. So I was going to ask you, at what point in your life did you decide my back's worth more than this? And I'm going to go ahead and put that other strap on.
I'm sorry. Did you say I was cool?
No, I thought you would want to be cool. So you
I mean,
would try
I would
to
love
do the
to be cool,
cool
but you forget. I was the kid that hung out with the band, but I wasn't in the band.
No, I knew that. That's why I thought you'd want to be cool. So you would do everything to in your power to be cool, which would go the one strap route, trying to fit in with the cool kids.
You know what I did
who
do,
don't
though?
Care about back health.
You know what I did do, though?
What
my
did you do?
My backpack was like barely hanging on. It was like all the way down to my back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did do that. Yeah. And so when I'd walk, it would smack me in
so
the back.
So then you didn't care about back health because that's not good.
No, that's
for your
not
back
good
at all.
And so many times I wanted to just pull those 2 straps all the way up because
although
it was really bothering me.
You had a front ballast going on. So you're probably okay with the back.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Anyway, I was just a big nerd, so I was a two-strapper all the way.
Yeah.
I didn't
What kind of backpack did you have?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know.
You don't remember your backpacks?
It wouldn't have been JanSport, though. We weren't... I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth, okay?
I did not either. Come on. No, my parents were all about, like, durability. I didn't get any backpack every year.
Yeah.
It was until there was a hole in the bottom.
I don't even know what backpack I had, but I did go two straps all the way.
Did you have a color? Did you have, like, a black backpack?
Yeah, I think it was black. I've always been kind of...
What was that other brand?
Into the black color.
That had, like, all the pockets. Did you have all the pockets? There was like pockets everywhere and zippers all over the place.
Well, I'm older than you, so I don't know if that was a thing when I was in high school, but definitely a two-strapper. Most of the time I needed to do the two straps because I was carrying my saxophone in one hand. So I didn't have no time for the cool guy one strap.
Gotcha.
But like I said, I was a dork. I was actually in the band. So I don't know if that's dorkier than you or not. But
I'm thinking I'm probably dorkier.
Because you didn't do anything?
Because I wasn't even in the band.
You're like a roadie.
I was like a groupie. I was a groupie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was my question. So I was a two-strapper because I was a big dork. But I noticed in the movie, these two guys are dorks. And they're trying to be cool. And they were one-strapping it. So that's why it popped into my head. Did you have a question? It's not movie related.
No, it's not movie related. Should I go for it? Or are we going to talk
actually,
about
it
the movie?
I'll segue this. You watch the broadcasting wizardry that is across from you. You go ahead and ask your question.
All right. So my question is this. What is the worst name to give a newborn baby?
Okay. So, I mean, there's the actual practical answer, like Bruce. Terrible. I'm sorry for all the
Bruces
out there.
Such a bad name for a baby.
And unless it's like a long line of Bruces, I'm sorry to everyone named Bruce out there. I don't mean to offend, but I don't know how
you... look at your newborn baby?
Yeah.
And be saying, like, oh.
Unless it's like a deep family name, then I
right,
could see
that makes
there's
sense.
This pride there. I think we learned from my favorite movie, Maid of Honor, that Athol is not good.
Athol, no.
Not good.
Not a good one.
But I mean, so those are like typical actual names. But I mean, of course, like naming your kid like Shitface or something is not good. So I'm not going to go that angle. Plus, I'm not allowed to say bad words. I'm sorry, Jesus, that I just did that. But I'm going to go with like probably like... I don't know. It kind of depends on the time frame in which the kid is born. Like right now, I bet Donald would be not good.
Yeah.
But like Bartholomew, there's just a lot of weird names out there that unless they're this family name, like why did you choose that? So there's all that. But I'm going to say these weird spellings.
Yeah.
Because you're just setting your kid up for failure. Like when they go to try to get a job as like one of these power executives, especially these girls out there, if society hasn't progressed to where we think it should be by then, and they're trying to get that job where they're competing with a man named John, for example, and their name is like, you know, Crazy Horse McGee because you're an idiot and thought you were a celebrity or being cool. You just screwed them. You completely screwed your kid for life. Not only will they get made fun of, but as an adult, it's going to be very terrible. So like, let's just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Did I answer that?
Yeah.
For a boy, though, I'm going to go with Athol.
Athol. Yeah, that's not a great name. For me, when I was naming our kids, I kept picturing them up at the altar and the priest saying, do you so-and-so take so-and-so? And some of the names we were thinking of, I was like, oh, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of, I've had some friends that had some interesting names and they hate it. Some of them like it or you know now because it's unique, but there's always the explaining to do and where did it come from and all that stuff. But
I'm not gonna throw a friend under the bus.
Oh okay I
think it's funny that when we were talking about Jacob's name, you're like, oh, it sounds strong, like I could see him standing at the plate, baseball player Jake joins, and he's
so not
one ounce not of all. Athleticism in that body.
Nope.
At all.
Not at all.
Hey, it's still cool.
It's a cool, he's got a cool name.
I just feel bad that he always has to say Jacob with a K, but hey, whatever.
That's what you got to do. I always have to say Christine with
a C-H. We're big Jacob Dylan fans over here.
Yes. No, I'm an English teacher. Seriously, if you're going to call him Jake, where does the K come from?
I get it.
Or just the like, E for that matter.
How is Jack short for John? It's the same amount of letters.
I don't understand. do not understand this.
Anyway,
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore. Oh, well, no.
Yeah, what's your bad baby name?
I'm taking the route that you kind of said you didn't want to take, but like, how do you look like a little baby and go, oh, it's Karen?
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like you said, unless it's someone's name, or the other thing that I don't understand how people do is like Peter Peters.
Oh, yeah.
How do you name your kid the same as your...
So lazy. I went to
John
school...
John Johnson? Like, what
I
is
went to
that?
School with a kid named Bart Bartholomew. So his name was Bartholomew Bartholomew. So not only is Bartholomew just an abomination of a name, but now you're Bart Bartholomew your whole life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Matthew Matthews? Like, how do you do that to your kid? Yeah. I don't understand. I feel sorry for all the people out there whose name...
If you're going to become a salesman or something, Matt Matthews sounds pretty slick.
Right.
Hey, Matt Matthews here.
Jimmy James.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting to me how you're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to name our kid Peter Peters. Like, yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't get it.
I think the names of kids is like a snapshot. It really tells a story of what's going on. During a time, unless you were good parents and you set out to say, you know what, I'm going to give someone a classic name. But all these weird, freaky names, it just tells you, like, you'll look back in the history books and say, oh, that was whenever we get our quarantine and all that, you're going to say, oh, that must have been during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because it will happen.
Although I will say I'm really enjoying bringing back of like really classic names.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I'm totally really enjoying it. I heard somebody the other day, they had a baby and they named it Olive.
No, it's great.
I'm like, what a cute little name. I didn't even think about that. Like, absolutely. We missed out on some really good opportunities.
Yeah. I wish we would have went with the Lily, but
no,
man, what
I
are
don't,
you gonna do?
I don't know. I don't like Lily.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but I don't know. She's not a Lily.
No.
No, she's not a Lily
no.
at all.
I mean, yeah. If I had to do it all over again, her name would be Pain in the Ass.
Pain in the Ass.
Yeah.
Curly right. Sue. I would have named her Susan. There's another one.
Yeah.
Susan. My little baby Susan.
Susie.
That's cute. Susie. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the nickname.
When they're a baby.
Yeah.
People are like, this is my 1-month-old Susan.
Yeah. Like, you can always tell when someone had a bad name when they're like an author or an actor and they go by like J. Michael Joins.
Yeah.
Their first name must have been really bad because they don't want to use it.
Or they're just completely different name.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't Emma Stone have a totally different name?
I don't know. Was she in the movie we just watched?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you with the segues.
You see how I do that?
Yeah.
Is this called? Broadcasting? Is that what it's called?
It is.
I'm going to look at it while you start
talking.
Don't
be such a broad, all right? Oh, Women's History Month. Oops, sorry.
Emily.
I was going to use the name thing with McLovin.
McLovin.
So I know it's entertainment. I know it's a movie, but I always look for kind of like hints of realism in a movie or a show. Because to me, in my weird brain, that makes it more entertaining. Nobody in their right mind, liquor store clerk, cop, or whatever, is going to believe that this goofy white kid. The girl at the store did before he got punched in the liquor store. He was going to walk out with that liquor.
That's true.
So that's my first thought, is that was just stupid. My second thought on this movie is just unnecessary use of the F word, unnecessary use of dick drawings.
How many times can we say penis and balls?
Right. And that, I mean.
How many? I seriously want to go back and count. I wonder if anybody did.
The reason why I just really hated this movie and did not find it funny in the slightest bit is because I don't know if I'm getting soft in my old age or if all this new woke bull crap that's been going on lately is getting to me, but I thought it was a very poor representation of women, and especially maybe it's because I'm raising a daughter, I feel this way, but the whole premise was we need to get these girls drunk so we can have sex with them while they're drunk. Right. And one kid has a change of heart toward the end, and he doesn't want to do that because she was drunk, and so he said no. So I was very happy in that moment, but the general premise was we need to get all this booze so we can impress these girls, because we normally wouldn't be able to impress the girls because we're dorks. So what does that say about both genders? Like,
yeah,
are women that shallow and are men that stupid? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just, like I said, a lot of people will probably disagree with me and say, John, why can't you just have fun? I don't know if it's the medication. I don't know if it's the lack of booze that we did not consume while we watch this, but
I think we need it.
So. I found it like not funny and borderline offensive in many ways. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little scary to me that the idea that he had was to get them so drunk that they had to sleep with them, because there's a whole consent situation going on there that kind of irks me a little bit. And yeah. I'd be really upset if my daughter saw that and thought like, oh, this is totally okay. And it's funny.
All of it. Yeah.
It's not funny.
I'd be upset if my son saw it and thought this was okay.
Right. But I like how it turned and eventually was like, no, you don't need to do that. We liked you anyway.
Right.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
But that's just not my humor.
Yeah, it's funny because we will laugh all day at Norbit.
But it's like the accent and the delivery that's so funny. It's not that they're talking about penises and balls.
Right. I just didn't find anything about this movie funny at all. The funniest part was we laughed when Jonah Hill got knocked down because he's very heavy in this movie, and watching heavier people fall is just funny sometimes. I don't know why.
But. As a heavy person, I'm allowed to laugh. Because when I fall, it's probably hilarious.
It's funny when everybody falls, honestly, no matter what your size.
Not old people. That's not funny when old people fall.
It's funnier when bigger people fall. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I get
much joy out of that. But I don't know. I didn't like it.
It's not my cup of tea. I like a different kind of humor, I guess.
The strange part is that I want to say this was like 86% certified fresh by the critics.
Yeah. Like really?
Yeah. Like seriously with this?
Okay.
What? Comedies have such a hard time getting that and you pick this? Like this was not even smart.
No.
Judd Apatow and all them are capable of doing smart things. Like Seth Rogen's that pickle movie. I enjoyed that. I thought it was funny in parts and it was smarter than this. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I don't know. I'm being kind of hypocritical here because Borat's very crude, but I think it's very smart as well. The whole concept of it. But this was just, it's just like every other movie like this that you would expect. It was dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it was like they were saying it for the sake of saying it just to try to be funny.
I will say they didn't say the title in the movie. So there's that.
I don't even know where that even came. How does that even have anything to do with anything?
I don't know.
Maybe it was the soundtrack was pretty.
Super?
No, it was like 70s, like.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, just because they didn't say the title, I'm going to go ahead and give it a
5%. 5%. I was going to give it like 10%.
Yeah.
Because like you said, they tried really hard.
I mean, it was, I don't know. Like the funniest guy was, what's his name? Bill Hader, the cop, the other cop, not Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
He was the only one kind of doing like, I don't know, funny things to me, and it still wasn't even that funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was super bad, everybody. If you haven't seen it.
Super bad.
I think you can skip it. Yeah.
I certainly will if it's ever offered again.
Yeah, and I don't mean to come across as some self-righteous woke person, because I'm really not like that, but I am just aware of, like I said, I'm raising two kids here, and they're getting.
What are we putting in our kids' heads?
They're starting to get to that age eventually. I mean, Jacob's 5 years removed from possibly being invited to someone's high school party. And I don't want him ever thinking any of that's appropriate, ever.
Yeah.
All of the activity, the drinking, whatever, and then also...
Going and getting a fake ID so you can get alcohol.
And using it as a tool so you can, you know, try to hook up with some girl because you got her drunk to do it. No. All bad things. Right. So I'm just looking at things through a old man river parent eyes over here, and it just wasn't funny to
me.
Maybe
that's what it is. Maybe we're parents, so it's like not...
Yeah, you know what? You know what kind of comedy makes me laugh when we're going down raunchy road now is like, this is 40, because I can relate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was quite funny.
Yeah.
And it's
the same type of stoner humor or whatever.
There are some parts in there that I was like, okay, it's a little much. Right.
Yeah.
But it's clever.
Exactly. Well, speaking of clever, smart comedies, next week we're going to watch Coming to America 2. Coming to America is probably in my top five all-time of movies that I just love. I will watch it every time it's on, if I'm allowed to. It's same thing. I don't know what it is. Eddie Murphy playing multiple roles is funny to me. I loved him in Norbit. I love him in Coming to America.
He always plays multiple roles in everything.
This one I hear is a little different. I did read today that the Soul Glow guy is not in it. That's kind of upsetting to me. There is no reference to Soul Glow whatsoever. That's one of the best parts of the movie. But anyway, I don't know. I've heard some people say, oh, it's not as funny as the first. Of course it's not. It's like, what,
it's 30 years later or something? It's not going to be funny.
And it's got a completely different concept, but I'm still really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing next week.
All right.
Sounds
good.
Cool. Well, do you have anything else to add? It's women's hour over here. Do you have any words of wisdom for all the ladies out there or the dudes? No.
I mean, just what I always say, you do you.
Yeah.
Do whatever makes you feel good.
You do you, and I'm going to do you.
Okay.
Bam. Yeah. Now I'm really pulling out my male cards over here.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody just do what makes you feel good.
All right. Well, we failed to mention it's been, if this is our 1 year anniversary, that means it's been 1 year of the pandemic. Crazy.
Right.
I had a memory today the last time I traveled on an airplane and had no mask on or no nothing. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally 1 week later, the whole world hit the pause button.
Burp. I had a memory of the kids and I at the movie theater.
Yeah, because I think you went to the movie while I was gone. I don't know.
That would have been the last movie I ever saw in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't know what
certainly
movie it was. Whatever it was, I needed tissues for it. So it had to be like some Disney movie.
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah. Wasn't it Onward? No, that came out on Disney Plus while we were home.
You know, it was. You're right. It was.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was Onward.
Because the kids
were super excited that it was going to come and you could watch it.
Yeah, and I was away on business. So
it was Onward.
Very strange times, but things are really looking up. Light at the end of the tunnel. Vaccines, all that. My building's bringing fans back on my birthday. I'm so excited.
Happy birthday.
Everyone's coming to celebrate with me. Well, at least 2,300 people or so, but it's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
So excited. We're almost there, people. Stay healthy.
Wash your hands.
Get the vaccine. Don't be weird about the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
Wear your mask until they tell you not to.
Yeah. And just get the vaccine already. Although today they said you don't have to wear it if you're vaccinated.
But if you're vaccinated.
Around other vaccinated people. Kind of cool.
Right.
Anyway, get the vaccine if you can get an appointment. Just continue trying to be good to each other. That's really how we got through this, is people being smart and being good to each other and listening to us and the science.
Yeah.
Pretty much, if you think about the world, you have us and then you have science. Awesome, right?
And that's it. There's nothing in between.
That's right. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
All you women out there, happy Women's Month and Day, whatever. And cheers.
Cheers.